Historically, the account of the transfiguration of Jesus is found in three of the four Gospels and has been the Gospel reading on the second Sunday of Lent for the past 1,600 years. We have completed the first 10 days of Lent, and we are once again reminded that Lent, a penitential season for change, can and should be difficult work. Throughout this season of Lent, the world, the flesh, and the devil will constantly try to lead us away from God, away from the transfiguration, the glorified change we witnessed in today's gospel. The transfiguration of Christ gives us clear proof of the divinity of Christ. Today, each one of us is called to join Christ and be transfigured this Lent into shining examples of Jesus Christ here on earth. As Christians, baptized into Christ's death and resurrection, we are called to begin the process of divine glorification promised to us in heaven. This process is in our earthly lives is to begin here and has come to completion only when we are reunited with our glorified bodies in heaven on the final day. Our response to the glorification of our Lord in today's gospel should be a strong desire to grow in our own personal holiness this Lent season. Our transfiguration begins with a personal relationship with the Son of God. By surrendering to God's will for our lives and allowing His eternal glory to fill us with His love, He will make us shine brightly here on earth. We have 30 days remaining in Lent. We are called to enter a holy struggle against our disordered passions and weaknesses so that we can become more fitting vessels for the very life of God, His grace, to dwell inside of us. We are called to clean our spiritual homes of anything or anyone who might lead us away from Christ or His church. The Lenten practices we engage are supposed to be a focus to us on the effect of our disordered passions and appetites and expose the effects of sin in our lives so that we can address them. The church, as mother and teacher, invites us into a spiritual battle to strengthen us in our earthly journey towards heaven. The path of our own transfiguration this Lent must begin with a humble, honest acknowledgement of the sins in our lives and asking God for His grace for us to change. The more we become like Christ, the more aware we will become of our own sinfulness and the infinite distance between our current spiritual state and the perfection which our Lord calls us to. But we must be prepared. As we step into His light, the more obvious the spots of darkness in our own lives will be, the more we will be aware of our need of His healing grace. This is best achieved in the sacrament of reconciliation. If our Lenten journey is not going as planned, we must avoid the temptation to give up, to abandon our Lenten journey. The great deceiver, the devil, would like nothing more than for Lent 2024 to come and go without any spiritual growth on our part. The devil wants us to ask ourselves, why pray when my mind constantly wanders? Why fast when I become obsessed with food? Why come to confession when I fall right back into the same familiar sins? Why try to do anything pleasing to God when it does not give me what I want? We have all been tempted to ask these same type of questions at one time or another in our lives. As long as we continue to desire the spiritual results that we want on our schedule and in our own way, we will never be transfigured in holiness as we should. We will instead remain captive to our own spiritual pride because we'll be acting as our own God and fulfilling our own wills and not the will of God. The world, the flesh, and the devil wants us to be blind to the truth and oblivious to what God wants for us, unaware of all the gifts God wants to bestow on us so abundantly this Lent. We will miss out on what God wants us to be. God the Father tells Peter, James, and John, and even us in today's gospel, how we are to seek transfiguration in this life. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. First, God the Father reveals that Jesus is truly God and deserving of our obedience, the second person of the Holy Trinity. We are to imitate him in all we do. We must completely trust Jesus. Our Lord and Savior always has our best interest in mind in all circumstances, especially when we don't completely understand. St. Paul tells us that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, eternally interceding on our behalf. Secondly, we are to listen to him. To be obedient to Christ and his church in all they teach and profess to be true through scripture, through tradition, and the magisterium. The church offers us many opportunities to be transfigured in our daily lives. The holy sacrifice of the Mass, the Eucharist, confession, scripture, spending time in adoration, the example of the saints, are just a very few but important ways. So where should we start today, especially if our Lent is not going as we wanted it to? If we seek holiness, a transfiguration in this life, we must first seek to know the one who is holiness itself, our Lord. Just like any other relationship we are serious about, we must spend time with Christ. The more quality time we spend with our Lord, the more we will get to know him and open our hearts to discover his will in our lives. We do this through prayer. Prayer is one of the pillars of our Lenten observance. The battle for quality prayer time is often a battle for silence in this busy world. Exterior silence will help us to foster interior silence, the calming of the Spirit. Jesus sought this quiet time with his Father on the mountaintop in today's gospel. We must find a quiet place in our lives in order to have quality prayer time with our Lord. As many of you are aware, we have been blessed in our parish to have St. Clair's Adoration Chapel. This holy space is set aside for adoration of the Blessed Sacrament 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is an ideal place to quiet yourself and get to know God better through prayer. You are always welcome to pray at St. Clair's Chapel, but on behalf of the parish, I would like to ask you to consider committing 1 hour a week to quality time with our Lord in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. Along with a great many of our fellow parishioners, I have found this weekly commitment to meet our Lord at St. Clair's Chapel to be transformational in my own prayer life. I would encourage you to do the same if you have not already done so. There will be booths set up in outside in the back of the church after Mass to answer any questions you might have. They're also ready to sign you up for those that are willing and able to have a mountaintop experience with our Lord at St. Clair's Chapel. The gospel message in this second Sunday of Lent is meant to remind us that the glory radiating from Jesus' body in the Transfiguration is the same glory that Christ means to share with all of us who are baptized into his death and resurrection. As we continue to participate fully in the holy sacrifice of this Mass, let us be thankful that while we are here on earth, we can receive Christ's glorified body and blood in the Eucharist and worship his presence at adoration. Let us this Lenten season hear the Father's voice speaking to us as he spoke to Peter, James, and John on the mountaintop in today's gospel. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.